Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that touches your life. Science that changes your way of looking at the universe. Now today what I'm going to do is, instead of bringing on a guest, I'm going to answer some of the emails I get. Believe it or not, I get hundreds of emails. There's no way I can possibly answer all of them. So I'll answer them on air by looking at the various topics that I get. The first topic I get is, well, flying saucers, UFOs, or UAPs as they're now called. And the question is, what's out there? What does the latest scientific analysis of these Navy videotapes show us, given the fact that we now have hundreds of these different sightings authenticated by the United States Pentagon? What does it mean? And then we'll say a few things about, well, the cutting edge of physics. If these objects are created by aliens from outer space, they could be thousands, millions of years ahead of us, in which case their technology could take them beyond the speed of light. And so the question is, what about superluminal travel? Travel to the stars to build a starship. What does it take? And I'll say a few things about what I do for a living, which is The God Equation, my latest New York Times bestseller, talking about string theory, which in turn talks about wormholes, higher dimensions, time travel, gateway to other parallel universes. And then we'll say something about space tourism. That's been in the news lately. We now have private entrepreneurs shooting civilians into outer space. So the question is, what's next? What does it mean when mom and dad can one day take a trip to outer space? Will one day we be able to honeymoon on the moon? Well, we'll say a few things about that. And then, of course, I'll say a few things about the coronavirus. Some people think that we can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. Other people are not so sure. Look at the Delta virus, which is still raging around the world. So we'll say a few things about the coronavirus. And what does science say about all of this? Well, let's just jump right into some of the big topics of the past few weeks. One of the big topics is the question of UFOs, flying saucers, or unidentified aerial phenomenon, as they're now called. You know, it used to be that if you were a true believer, then the burden of proof was on you to prove that these objects were extraterrestrial. Now, the burden of proof has shifted dramatically just within the past year. Now the burden of proof is on the Pentagon and the government to prove that these objects are not extraterrestrial. So there's been a sea change in terms of how we view these things. And what happened? Well, first of all, the United States Congress was being pressured by citizens who wanted a declassification of the latest Pentagon results. So members of Congress then put pressure on the Pentagon to essentially force the Pentagon to release documents going back decades showing that, yes, they've been observing strange phenomenon in outer space. Now, I'm a physicist. For us, this is a gold mine. Because what is science based on? You see, hard to believe, but science is not based on hearsay. Let's say somebody sees something in the sky and you say, "Hey, Martha, look, I see something. It's a flying saucer." Well, maybe you did see something. Maybe you didn't. But hearsay evidence is not enough in the court of science. You see, science is based on things that are testable, reproducible, and falsifiable. Yes, maybe you did see something extraterrestrial in outer space, but can you reproduce it? Can you make a test on it? Or can you falsify a theory based on it? And the answer is nope, you can't. So even though you may have actually seen a flying saucer, that's not enough. We scientists want, quote, proof, unquote. Now, we have hundreds of hours of videotapes giving us metrics by which we can calculate the trajectory and the performance of these objects. And it's remarkable. I've had a chance to look at these videotapes. In fact, a lot of them are on the internet right now. And first of all, we physicists have analyzed them frame by frame. Frame by frame in slow motion, we've calculated how fast they move, how much they accelerate, and the numbers are astounding. First of all, they travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20. We didn't know that before. Mach 20, that is 20 times the speed of sound. Incredible. And when they zigzag, they create G-forces. How many G's are generated when they zigzag? Hundreds of times the force of gravity. In other words, any human on one of these objects would have their bones crushed because of the G-forces in one of these objects. And to top it off, they break the sound barrier without a sonic boom. Now that's unusual. These objects have been clocked to descend 80,000 feet within a matter of just a few seconds. 80,000 feet dropping in just a matter of a few seconds. Now, what can we do to match these characteristics? And the answer is nothing. The United States military, for the first time, this is amazing, for the first time admitted, quote, they are not ours. You see, before there was this ambiguity, maybe their test weapons being perfected at Area 51 by the United States military, top secret stealth bomber, for example. Well, the military has now said, nope, we don't have anything coming close. And former President Barack Obama pretty much said it as well. Nope, it's not ours. And so then the question is, well, what are they? And what are the limits of their capabilities? First of all, these objects not only travel at hypersonic velocities, they also go underwater. They make the transition from the air into the oceans and then out into outer space. Now, we can't do that with our technology. Now, how close can we come? Because the Pentagon said that leaves us with the following conclusions. A, it's not one of ours. B, perhaps the Russians are testing something. Perhaps the Chinese are testing something. Or perhaps another governmental secret agency is testing something. Well, let's break that down. Vladimir Putin last year made an announcement, which was rather stunning, stating that they have perfected hypersonic glide drones. These are objects which can go up to Mach 20 and they zigzag. Why do they zigzag? That's the whole point. They want to evade an American Star Wars missile shield. Now, if we develop a Star Wars missile shield, we are invulnerable from a first strike from Russia. But if the Russians can perfect maneuverable warheads, then they perhaps can evade our Star Wars anti-ballistic missile system. And so Putin was boasting the fact that, yes, yes, they perfected it up to Mach 20. Well, that is very close to the characteristics of these objects that we see in the sky. But you see, Putin just announced it a year ago. These objects have been sighted for decades. So what are these objects? Well, we'll say a few things about that after the commercial break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet which carry Science Fantastic.
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, I'm going to answer the emails that I get. And starting off with flying saucers and unidentified objects in the sky, going to string theory, time travel, wormholes, superliminal velocities, then saying a few things about the future of space travel, and then talking about the coronavirus as well. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about the flood of documents coming from the United States Pentagon, videotapes taken by seasoned pilots. Now, I'm a physicist. We don't go by hearsay. The gold standard for reporting something is to have multiple sightings by multiple modes. That's the gold standard. In other words, not just one person, but several people saying they saw something. Not just by visual sight, but by radar, infrared sensors, optical sensors, multiple sightings by multiple modes, and that's what we are now getting from the Pentagon. Before then, all we had were some commercial pilots, for example, in the 1980s, there was a Japan Airlines flight that went over Alaska and encountered not one, not two, but three flying saucers. It was sighted by radar, sighted visually, sighted by the crew. Seasoned crew. But what happened was rather sad. The crew members were demoted. They were given desk jobs, and they were pretty much pushed out the window because it was embarrassing for Japan Airlines to have their pilots say they saw a flying saucer. But that was the lesson, and that is, you report something, you get fired. You get a desk job, you get pushed out. Even in the military, that's been the mantra. If you see something, don't tell anyone. Well, now the floodgates are open. The new policy is to report these sightings, and we now have hundreds of them. Hundreds of these sightings. In fact, several near collisions. Get this. Several near collisions have taken place between our jet fighters and these unidentified flying objects. Well, then the next question is, what are they, and what kinds of technologies do they have? Well, if they are extraterrestrial, and I'm not saying they are. We have to keep an open mind to these things. If they are, in fact, extraterrestrial, it means they come from a different star system. But you see, for a Saturn rocket, our most powerful rocket, to go to Alpha Centauri, the nearest star, would take 70,000 years. 70,000 years traveling at 25,000 miles per hour. That's prohibitive. Therefore, we don't believe that they use that kind of simple technology. Now, when I talk to other physicists, they shake their heads, their eyes roll up in the sky, and I hear the giggle factor. They begin to giggle. What? Flying saucers? You taking this seriously? But the reason why most physicists poo-poo these sightings is because who can go faster than the speed of light? It would take 70,000 years to reach the nearest star. But you see, I think they make a fatal mistake. My colleagues, and I respect their judgment, they tacitly assume that these flying saucers are maybe 100 years more advanced than us. And sure, in 100 years, we're not going to be able to break the light barrier. But open your minds. Open your minds to the possibility that they could be thousands, millions of years more advanced than us. Then you can hit what is called the Planck energy. The Planck energy is where the laws of Einstein and the quantum theory begin to break down. It's what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory, which is a theory more advanced than anything that Einstein could create. It's a theory that combines the quantum theory and relativity, a goal that Einstein could never achieve. And we think that this theory can explain phenomena at the Planck energy. The Planck energy is 10 to the 19 billion electron volts. That is a quadrillion times greater than the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland. At that point, space and time become unstable. Gateways form. In fact, let's say you're boiling water. You take water in a pot, boil it, and what happens? Bubbles form. Bubbles that get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, let's say I boil empty space. If I boil empty space, what happens? Well, nothing. Everybody knows that. You can't boil empty space. That's ridiculous. But if you heat empty space up to the Planck energy, 10 to the 19 billion electron volts, at that point, space begins to boil. Empty space begins to boil. Bubbles begin to form. And these bubbles are gateways, passageways to another dimension, another universe. Stephen Hawking, the great cosmologist, the late Stephen Hawking called it space-time foam. That space and time become foamy. Bubbles begin to form. And these bubbles are what we call wormholes. Now, what is a wormhole? Think back to Alice in Wonderland. Think back to Alice in Wonderland where she stuck her hand through a mirror and she went from Oxford, England to Wonderland. That is a wormhole. Take a sheet of paper, fold it, punch a hole through it so that you go from one fold to the other fold, and that is a wormhole. It would in principle allow you to go faster than the speed of light. But there's a catch. There's always a catch someplace, right? Otherwise, somebody would have built a time machine years ago. The catch is the energy necessary to fold space, to bend space, to create a looking glass is that of a black hole. In other words, we're talking about cosmic energy. But, you know, maybe civilizations in outer space are vast enough to play with black holes. Believe it or not, we physicists rank extraterrestrial civilizations on the basis of energy, because one day we may encounter them with our telescopes. Maybe one day they may land on the White House lawn. We call them Type 1, Type 2, and Type 3. A Type 1 civilization harnesses planetary energy. They control the weather. They control earthquakes and volcanoes, sort of like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. Type 1 means planetary energy. Eventually, they exhaust the power of a planet and start to mine the sun, directly taking sun material and putting it into their machines to power their powerful machines. For example, Star Trek, the Federation of Planets, would be a typical Type 2 civilization. But then there's Type 3. They have exhausted the power of a single star, and now they are galactic. They roam the galactic space lanes using black holes to energize their machines. A Type 3 civilization is sort of like the Empire of Empire Strikes Back. Now, get a calculator. Calculate at what energy scale necessary for a civilization to reach the Planck energy, and you find, bingo, Type 3. So if one day a flying saucer lands on your lawn and somebody announces that they are a visitor from another planet, they're probably a Type 3 civilization. When can we reach that status? Growing at about 3% a year in gross domestic product, we would become Type 3 in maybe 100,000, maybe a million years. In other words, they would be very advanced. And perhaps they could use something called string theory to energize their machines. String theory is what I do for a living. It's what we call the final theory, the theory of everything. Google it, and you can see that it has no competition whatsoever. It basically says that all the matter we see around this are nothing but musical notes on a tiny, tiny vibrating string. All the notes of a string correspond to particles that we see when we split atoms apart. So physics is nothing but the harmonies that you can write on vibrating strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can play on interacting strings. The universe is a symphony of vibrating strings. The paradigm of the universe is music. And then what is the mind of God that Albert Einstein spent so many decades of his life chasing after? The mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That would be the mind of God. Now, some people come up to me and say, Professor, I've heard a lot about string theory, but maybe I don't like it. Give me an alternative, another plan by which to unify Einstein's theory of gravity with the quantum theory. The answer is, there is none. This is the only game in town. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue our discussion of what I get in emails. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 or send me an email at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last last Voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to answer your emails. I get a lot of emails, and there's no way I can answer all of them at once, so I'm going to take a stab at it in this hour of Science Fantastic. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have 5 million fans now on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Now, people then ask me another question. Of what use is the theory of everything? Can I get better color television? What can I get with the theory of everything? Well, let's see what you can get with the four forces. There are 4 fundamental forces: gravity, electricity, magnetism, and the 2 nuclear forces. The first force, the force of gravity, was worked out by Newton in the 1600s, and that gave us a mechanics by which to build steam engines. to build factories, to build the mechanical age. The Industrial Revolution was a consequence of harnessing the first force of nature. The greatest transition in the history of the human race, the Industrial Revolution, was created when we physicists worked out the laws of mechanics and thermodynamics. And then we physicists worked out the laws of electricity and magnetism around the turn of the last century, and that gave us the Electric Revolution, the second great revolution in human history, giving us television, radio, microwaves, all the wonders of electromagnetism. And then we physicists worked out the quantum theory. They gave us lasers. That gave us transistors. That gave us the internet, computers, the modern age, when we physicists worked out the quantum theory. And now, we're in stage four. Now we're going beyond that. Now we're going to harness the nuclear forces. The two nuclear forces which hold the nucleus of the atom together. So what can you get when you harness a force of nature? And the answer is everything. Now, some of the things that you can also get is answer the question, is time travel possible? You know, I see a lot of stuff out there, people claiming to have built a time machine or whatever, and I laugh because the people saying these things don't know anything about Einstein's theory. They're simply making it up as they go along. Einstein's theory says that, well, yeah, time travel could be possible, but the energy scale necessary to harness it is that of a black hole. We're talking about the Planck energy, fantastic amounts of energy. First of all, you need positive energy to open a gateway through time. Second, you need something to hold the gateway open so it doesn't close on you. That is called negative energy. Negative energy is what's necessary to hold the gateway to the past open so it doesn't close on you. Now, if you watch Star Trek, you know that it's a dilithium crystals that allow for time travel and for warp drive. Well, of course, there is no such thing. Gene Roddenberry just made it up, dilithium crystals, because it sounds scientific, but it is totally useless. But in physics, there really is something. Negative energy. Energy that would fall up, not down. Energy that goes in the opposite direction of positive energy. Also, if you're a fan of science fiction, you know that the Dune series is also based on superliminal velocities, and they use spice. Spice is a mythical substance that allows this futuristic civilization to go romping across the galaxy. What is spice? Negative energy. Well, if you want to find out more about time travel, wormholes, and all that stuff, get a copy of my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of what I get in emails. Next, we're going to talk about space tourism and the coronavirus. Stay tuned as we talk about this universe of ours.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. And on Facebook, we have 5 million fans on Facebook. So find out what the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org. Well, we last left off, we were talking about outer space, specifically space tourism. Recently, I've been on CNN, I've been on Fox, and a number of other TV stations talking about going to the boundary of outer space. We're talking about the fact that not one, not two, but 3 billionaires are footing the bill. Now, what's happening here? Well, think of the history of transportation, specifically the railroad and the airplanes. When they were first invented, they were basically used to haul cargo, to haul troops and military equipment, basically used for military and industrial purposes. That was the purpose behind the airplane and the train. But after a while, wealthy individuals got a hold of this technology, and they made luxury liners, and all of a sudden, rich people could leisurely go from New York to San Francisco, and it changed the face of transportation, at least for the rich. Now we're in stage 3, where mom and dad can simply hop on a plane, hop on a train, and go pretty much wherever they want on the surface of the planet Earth. So that's the normal evolution of transportation. Now look at space travel. In stage 1, we had a vision, and that vision was beat the Russians. Well, what did we do? We beat the Russians, and then we lost interest, because space travel was very expensive. It didn't have much military use, because of course you could blow up the planet from outer space. And so people began to realize that, well, maybe traveling in outer space is too costly and simply not worth it. So we stagnated for 50 years. Now we're entering stage 2. What happened in stage 2? Now we have billionaires coming in saying, now wait a minute, this method of transportation could be very convenient for us. It could open up space tourism. And a new vision came to be. Elon Musk wants to make Earth part of a multi-planet species. So think about that, colonizing Mars and going beyond. And then Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world, he had a vision too. Why not make the earth a celestial jewel in the heavens so that heavy industry is done in outer space? And so all of a sudden we had billionaires opening up their checkbooks, subsidizing the space program, and of course they want their money back at some point. And of course ego is involved as well, but it's rejuvenated the manned space program. All of a sudden, people want to go into outer space now. Before, people would say, ho-hum, ho-hum, been there, done that. And now people are realizing, hey, I can go into outer space. Elon Musk, for example, when he was a child, he read Asimov's Foundation series. I also read Asimov's Foundation series when I was a kid, and it changed the way I view space travel. Instead of Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon fighting off the aliens and shooting monsters, we're talking about the creation of a galactic civilization. A civilization that spans the heavens. Because you see, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. How come there are no dinosaurs here in the studio with me? There are no dinosaurs here. Because they got wiped out 66 million years ago when an asteroid 6 miles across plowed into the Yucatan of Mexico, wiping out the dominant life form on the planet Earth. Do we want to go the way of the dinosaurs? I would hope not. So we're entering stage two. Now, the criticism is, it's a plaything for rich people. Yeah, look, I get it. It is a plaything for rich people. It's also an ego trip. These egotists are saying, I beat you, I go farther than you. There's competition among these egos of these billionaires. But look, that's the normal evolution of transportation. We're now entering stage two. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and I'll say a few things about the coronavirus as well. Stay tuned as we continue Science Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're taking your emails that are sent to me. We're talking about outer space. We're talking about UFOs. We're talking about space travel. We're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about some of the emails that I get. And just to conclude, we're talking about the fact that one day we'll enter stage three of transportation. In other words, one day mom and dad will go into outer space. That's the normal progression of transportation. In stage one, we had the railroads and the airplanes used for cargo, military hardware, governmental objects like that. Stage two, wealthy people began to create luxury liners to go across country. Stage three, mom and dad can go into outer space. So I think that one day our descendants will be able to honeymoon on the moon. Now, of course, there are some speed bumps along the way. One big speed bump is the fact that even though it takes 3 days to jump to the moon, 3 days, that's all it takes to go to the moon, it takes 7 months to go to Mars, 7 months for a return trip, and then you have to wait several more months for the stars to align. So in other words, we're talking about a 2-year minimum voyage to Mars. But what about radiation damage? Yes, that is a problem. So scientists recently analyzed that very seriously, and they came to the conclusion that the limit for staying on Mars is probably no more than 5 years. Sorry about that. Some people envision perhaps a new branch of humanity. Well, that may be possible, but they may have to be underground because of the radiation that flows on the surface of Mars. So the conclusion of this governmental panel was that for safety reasons, astronauts should not spend any more than 5 years on a mission to Mars. Well, we'll see how that shapes up because, of course, all that changes with time. And now let me say something else about emails that I get. Emails that I get ask the question, what about the coronavirus? Specifically, what about the vaccine? Well, let's be blunt about this. Everything has side effects. The question is, you have to balance the pros and cons. Take a look at the vaccinations that are being offered today. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are 94 to 95% effective. That is astonishing. That is actually beyond the original expectations. People thought that 80% would be good enough, but a 95, 94% effectiveness was really taking it out of the ballpark. But what happens after 6 months to a year? Well, the results from Israel show that the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine does drop. It drops into the 80s, let's say around 85% effective. So in other words, that means that just like the flu vaccine, you may have to have a yearly shot. Okay? That's a small price to pay. So what are the pluses and minuses? The pluses are that the chances of dying from the coronavirus drops like a rock if you are vaccinated. The numbers are now coming in. You can look at them on the internet. Incredible. Hospitalization rate, death rate plunging down if you have been vaccinated. But what about the negatives? Yes, there are some negatives, but the negative side effect, the bad side effect is death. That is, you could die. This is not an academic question anymore. This is not a question of going to Las Vegas and bidding on a horse or something like that. Your life is at stake. And so that's why I say, get vaccinated, okay? Yeah, there's some side effects. Yeah, there are some breakthrough incidences, but they're tiny. They're minuscule compared to the side effects of not being vaccinated, which is to come down with the virus and dying. In fact, I have a close friend of mine who died as a consequence. He, of course, died before the vaccination process was put into motion. So, if you have the opportunity, get vaccinated. And then the other question is, well, what about the mistakes? The mistakes made by the establishment. Yes, there were mistakes. Originally, the establishment, the WHO, World Health Organization, said that masks were not necessary. In fact, don't use a mask because masks are needed for professionals, not the average person. Boy, was that wrong. Then the next incorrect measure that they mentioned was 6 feet. 6 feet separation is all you need because most droplets carrying the virus drop after 6 feet. Wrong. We now know from many studies that the leading way to contract the virus is through aerosols. Tiny, tiny particles of liquid that you can't even see that drift not 6 feet, but can drift 20 feet. And how do you catch these aerosols? Well, let's do a science experiment. I'm a scientist. Get a bottle of perfume and perfume your house and see how far the perfume spread. Well, I think you'll be surprised to find out that pretty much any room of the house, you can smell a little bit of that perfume. That's because perfume is not necessarily all in droplet form. It's an aerosol form. And the virus can hitch a ride on the aerosols. And that's why the establishment messed up on this by saying that 6 feet is all that's necessary. Now we realize that if you're indoors and you're not vaccinated, you have to watch out from people who talk too loud. That's right. Just talking too loud spreads the virus. If you could somehow illuminate these aerosols, you would literally see a shower of these microscopic droplets emanating from someone's mouth just by talking. So, a word to the wise. Get vaccinated. Sure, there's some side effects, but the side effects are minuscule compared to the death and hospitalization created if you come down with the virus. Well, unfortunately, that's it for today's Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And if you have time, pick up a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And you'll find out why I am so enthusiastic about something called string theory, which we think is the final theory. Good day.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about why.